Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Our telephone number, 312-981-7200. And one of the texts, you can text, same number, 312-981-7200. Steve, I am glad because I'm actually watching this online. Happy pants are up. Yes, they are. And you can watch what we do. I don't know how exciting it is to watch radio, but you could sure do that online as well, WGNradio.com, where I have a podcast as well, WGN Plus. That's where you go, WGN Plus. It's on the WGN site. That's one way to get there. Another way, just follow me on Facebook. My fan page, my personal page, all filled up. No more people allowed, according to Facebook. But my fan page, join that, and I do post as well, all sorts of different things. And I've been writing, and you can read a blog about this topic. It's a topic that greatly interests me because I'm really tired every year of writing about dogs, not only in Chicago or in the Chicago area, but all over the country, who have died in hot cars. We've done education. Organizations much larger than little old me, like the ASPCA, for years, Humane Society of the United States, they've all done education saying, don't leave a dog in a hot car. Here's how hot cars really get. I did a video. It's a fun video to watch if you want to see me suffer, because there I was on the rooftop of the Anti-Cruelty Society with my car, the parking garage rooftop, and it was about 78, 80 degrees. It wasn't an especially hot day, and the windows were rolled down a crack to make a point. But dogs don't just sit in the car. They sit in the car with a fur coat on, you know, their own. So I took my wife's fake fur coat, and I put that on. And I don't remember exit. Watch the video. You'll see how long I lasted. And actually, first, it was how long the cameras lasted. Our GoPro died. That's how hot it got. The temperature gauge only went up to 120. That also died at 120. So we don't know how hot it got, except it was over 120 degrees. We're not talking about hours. We're talking about minutes. That's how hot cars can get. So several states have done what years ago, states did with children being locked in hot cars. They changed the laws. And the law change we're looking for pets just simply allows citizens, if you see something, you can act on it. Republican Michael Connelly has, and among others, have supported Senator Connelly from the 21st District, have supported this idea, have supported a specific law that will allow people to do what's right, if need be, to save an animal. Sailed through the House of Representatives, which politically might be a surprise to some, but it sailed right through. No problem at all. Overwhelming number of votes. In the Senate, where you'd figure there'd be no problem, there's been a little hiccup, Senator Connelly. So first of all, good morning. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning.
And I thank you for joining me. First, you know what? You're a senator. You have pull. You have power. Maybe you could do something about the fact that we may never have warm enough weather in Chicago to even deal with this at the rate we're going. I don't know what is. What's with that?
It'll be August soon enough. We'll wake up one of these days. It'll be 90 degrees in Chicago.
And the other question, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute, it will change. The other question I really need to ask you more than any other, today the Cubs are playing the Sox again. I don't think I need to ask. Who are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for the 2020 White Sox to be a young, dynamic, super team. I'm a White Sox fan. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. We're hoping to follow the Cubs model, but right now it's pretty difficult to watch.
No, that's okay. We're the White Sox radio station, so nothing wrong with supporting the Chicago White Sox. All right. So you said Illinois needs to be in there too. 11 or 12 other states have done this. So tell me what these states have done, or more importantly, what Illinois wants to do and what you want to do?
I think you kind of laid it out succinctly. We just want to have a Good Samaritan law in place for that one in a million time where you come across an animal, and it could be because an owner literally forgot or didn't crack a window or thought they were going into for a 1 minute, pick something up, and they're there for 20 minutes, where a dog is literally in real peril, real danger of not just harm, but perhaps death. It gives civil and criminal immunity for you to take action to save the animal's life. And there are 12 states around the country that allow this. You would call them Republican states like Florida, Indiana, Tennessee, Democratic states, Massachusetts, California, Colorado and Arizona are kind of mixed states right now. So it is not a partisan issue. And people ask all the time, well, where'd you come up with this idea? And I think I told you, Steve, we get magazines about what other general assemblies around the country are looking at. And there was an article about this law in Tennessee, and Representative David Olson out of Downers Grove and I sat down and said, hey, this sounds like a, and I didn't think it'd be very controversial at all. In fact, I thought it would be like in the House, it would kind of sail through. So we filed it, and there's some hiccups in the Senate to be sure, but we'll be back in committee next week to kind of, we hope, answer any additional questions. But this just gives a what is called in the law an affirmative defense for somebody who makes a good faith effort. You have to make a good faith effort to contact 911 or emergency responders.
Well, I'm stopping you there for a reason. So one of the concerns was that wasn't originally written into the original proposal. But Illinois now has a more stringent, I don't know the right word, more cautious law when it passes than other states do. And I would argue will then become the model for states following Illinois, who will no doubt pass a similar law. Explain that you just can't see a dog in a car, presume the dog is suffering, and break into the car. That's not how legally it goes.
No, it's not. And it's you have to have a good faith basis that the dog or cat is in imminent danger of suffering harm, that if not immediately removed from the vehicle and based on the circumstances known at that time, the belief is a reasonable one. So it's based on the common law reasonable person standard. You have to make the 911 contact. You have to stay with the animal. And what we are working on, which I think is you know, and both the Veterinary Association and the Humane Society worked on this amendment, it's the post-incident. What happens? Who takes possession? When the animal control arrives, you know, what's the next process? Because people said it's not in the law. We have a very detailed protocol in this law from the minute you see the animal to the minute the law enforcement or animal control arrives, and who takes possession, who makes the determination that veterinary care is necessary, and the next legal steps. So I think we have, and that's what they say it's making sausage, and in some respects it does get kind of, you know, head scratching. But what we've tried to do here, and Mark Ayers has been tremendous, is try to answer as many questions as possible to make this not only a fair and reasonable bill, but something, as you said, is a model for the rest of the country.
Yeah, and I think it will be just that because of the input from experts from various sources, and that input has actually been put into, you've listened, and that input has actually been put into the law, which I hope does pass. And I want to talk more about that, and I want to talk about the difference that it really has made in these other states, and we will do that when we come back on WGN. I believe WGN Radio is an Expressway partner. Did my voice just crack there like a 13-year-old boy? I think it did. I don't know why that happens. 10 minutes before 7, 6:50. Good morning, WGN Radio. More text about the... I mentioned the Cubs-White Sox game starting late, and I was disappointed that there was a rain delay because it took forever for the rain to come down. Then about the topic we're talking about, which is about dogs left in hot cars. Although I do have a few texts about that. It has something to do, according to one texter, with the White Sox deciding which pitcher they would use. But actually, it's the Chicago Cubs. They were the home team. So it was up to the Cubs to start late, not the White Sox. Let's see. Blame Brant Miller and Tom Skilling, according to this text. No, I'm not going to blame them for the rain. That's not right. They said the rain went into a different direction, and both those forecasters say it was going to rain sooner than it did. But I'll tell you, I'm no meteorologist, but I was looking at the radar, and I can see, anyone can see, when the rain was going to come or not come. 312-981-7200, regarding dogs being left or other animals in hot cars. We'll get back to that in a moment with the state senator, Michael Connolly. The folks at Fresh Wave, ever the romantics, always thinking sweet thoughts, want to wish all the moms out there a very happy Mother's Day. If you still need a gift for mom, think about the new Fresh Wave lavender products. The infusion of lavender oil in Fresh Wave gel, spray, and packs is a light little addition to their odor-removing awesomeness. Avoid picking up some scented candles for mom's space. Those fragrances aren't natural and, in fact, can be dangerous to pets, especially pet birds. You probably know that. I hope you do, if you have a pet bird. A little something so she won't smell you after you leave might just be a dream come true. Find out more for yourself about what makes Fresh Wave the ultimate odor remover. Head to freshwaveworks.com/WGN720 and click on the store locator to find your nearest Fresh Wave retailer. Ace Hardware stores carry it, and many have the new lavender line, too. That's freshwaveworks.com/WGN720. We're talking to Senator Michael Connolly. We're talking about the idea, and he supports it, and others do, too, about dogs being left in hot cars. And there was a little hiccup, as we talked about, sailed right through the House of Representatives, gets to a committee in the Senate. And, you know, I was surprised when I learned of some of the concerns that some of your colleagues had, because in my view, they actually were kind of odd. But the point is, to me, that other states have done it. Fewer animals seem, it's early on, seem to die. We do know that when states propose different but similar sorts of laws that also help create awareness, which is part of all this, that the fewer toddlers, humans, were, though it still happens, fewer are now being left in hot cars to die because the penalties for it have increased, and similarly, citizens are allowed to do for children what now hopefully we'll be allowed to do for our pets.
Yeah, I mean, Steve, sometimes when you're in these committees and, you know, people are, a lot of the bills sail through with very little discussion. And with this bill, there's been talk of, I've had people come into my office and say there's going to be, you know, it's going to create vigilantism and people are going to just, you know, I guess meet on a Saturday morning and say, you go to Target, you go to Costco, you go to the, you know, to the baseball diamond, let's go look in cars, and that's not the case at all. And there's a great quote. The chief of police in Madison, Wisconsin, was asked about the new law and how it's impacted, and he said, he goes, not only is there not some watershed, and this is his quote, of vigilante protectionism, but like with children left in cars, people are typically calling law enforcement just more regularly. And that's a good thing. So what's going on in committee is sometimes, you know, one or two of the, you know, committee members will ask a question and, you know, it'll create, you know, a little more discussion. I'm trying to be as, careful as possible. I want my colleagues to
come
with me next week and pass it. But some of the concerns I think we will address, which were related to the post-incident, who takes the dog, where do we go from there? And I'm hoping it answers the questions on Tuesday.
Well, the other thing that I don't understand exactly, I do understand what ifs, and I think that public officials ought to look at that more often, probably, unintended consequences of laws that are passed in general. So thinking about that, I think, is a good thing. However, it is illegal for someone currently to break into my home. So, if the law reads that I am not supposed to, do something in my home, one thing or another, do I then worry about something that happens that is illegal anyway? Do you understand what I'm asking?
I think so. I think the bottom line is you have to have a good faith basis. You have to... I liken it to, a dog's barking at me as I walk to the, into Jewel, and it's in the car and it's looking at me and it's barking. The dog probably wishes it weren't in the car. It's 45 degrees out. It's probably not in distress. It's 95 degrees out and the dog is on its side and its tongue is out. It's time to call 911.
Exactly.
It's time to see when 911 will get there. And it may be time to take action. And like I said, 99 out of 100, someone was acting reckless in not cracking a window or even having their animal with them at that time of the day in that kind of heat. So I think 99 out of 100 times people are going to be grateful that you took action to save the animal's life. And again, it's a one in a million shot, Steve.
Sure.
I don't think this is something that is going to be, it's something that's going on all the time, but it does provide better behavior is created by new laws a lot of times.
Well put. I'm up against the clock here. Should people, if they agree with what we're saying, contact their state senator?
Contact your state senator, go to ilga.gov, and there's a process to also provide a electronic witness slip that you're in support of the bill. I can get that information to you, Steve, offline. Would really appreciate it because I know that does have an impact on the senators.
I'm happy to post it in my blog, which is stevedale.tv. Again, happy Mom's Day to you, and thank you for joining us so early.
Thanks, Steve. Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Thank you. That's Senator Michael Connelly. Pets aren't like family. They are family. That's why doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when you need them the most. They're located at the corner of Belmont Western and Clybourne, and they provide emergency specialty and critical care 24/7. That's the whole idea. They're a level 1 certified VECCS trauma center, American Animal Hospital Association accredited referral hospital. All that means, fancy lingo, that your pets do receive certified the best care possible for animals. Learn more at 773-281-7110, 773-281-7110, or their website is medvetforpets.com.